this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. We'll go to a cafe. Let's go on the subway. Take me to your hood. I've never been to Brooklyn and I'd like to see what's good. Dressed in all your fancy clothes. Sneakers looking fresh to death. I'm loving those show toes. Walking that wall. Talk that slick talk.
Who killing them in the UK? Everybody gonna say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this press don't f*** with me. Estelle once said, tell me, cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapping, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cat ass. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the pips at the Gladys. And I know they love it. So they hit with all that rubbish.
Would you be my lover?
Could you be mine?
Would you be my lover?
Would you be mine?
Could you be my lover?
Ooh. Would you be my
local radio, it has to be Ribble FM.
I'm sat at Bridge House Farm Tea Room. Not exactly the first venue you would think of as a major motoring venue, but courtesy of today's guest, John Wright, the tea rooms and its grounds have suddenly started to play host to 1,000 motorbikes at their classic bike evening and 400 or 500 classic cars. It's also a venue and a lunch halt for a lot of major car runs. John Wright, welcome to the Backseat Driver.
Good afternoon.
How did all this come about? Because as I said, we're sat at a very, very nice, maybe possibly twee little tea rooms.
Well, originally it started basically through a friend who started the bike nights. And the bike nights have been going since 2010. And one day he said, why don't we do a car night? Oh, that's okay, we'll do it on the same night. And then one or two people said, well, we can't do it on the same night. I've got a car as well as a bike. So that's how it started. We decided that we would do it on another Thursday evening. And the rest is history, as they say.
Because you get some serious numbers, don't you?
We do, we do. I think the first year we did it, which was 2015, we ended up with about 20, 30 cars. But the good thing is, those 20, 30 cars still come to the evenings that we have now. And
there's just a lot of followers on, isn't there?
There's just a lot of followers on, yeah. And there's a bit of everything as well, you know. Yeah, we can span 100 years of motoring quite easily. Anything from a World War One Prossley officer's guard to a modern-day Ferrari. But again, it just, everybody tells us, has a story to tell. Every car has a story to tell. And we are a very broad church. We accept everybody.
Yeah, you're not proud.
I think we just like to see that everybody has a good time, basically. I mean, as people know who come to these dues, it's free.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing. You don't charge anybody for it.
We don't charge, no.
We're sat here in the paddock, which is the large marquee, where on the night there's a hog roast, there's a bar, there's everything else. So you can turn up in your car and have your tea and a few beverages at the same time.
Yeah, you can. And And the cafe, what we always say is that the cafe never closes until the last car or bank goes. So there's no need for people to rush to get here. I mean, we've had people here gone 10 o'clock some nights.
Yeah, because I mean, it starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which for a lot of people, if they're at work, they can't get.
No, that is the big problem. We can't produce any more ground. And just by starting a bit early, it just gives us that option of people spacing it out a little bit, giving people the option to come, take a look, disappear, and then as people finish work, we've got a new audience.
Yeah. So, and the other thing is you attract a lot of car clubs doing rallies and navigation runs as the lunchtime halt.
Well, this is incredible, is this? Because I can remember as a teenager going up into Hawkshead, into Grisdale Forest to watch the RAC.
When it was a proper rally. We had a rally because we had a ball anymore now.
And then some 30 years later, we're blessed with the likes of Ian Grinrod stood on our ramp. And it's like, we've got a full circle. You know, there was us trolling into the lakes to see the RAC back in the day, you know, with these top riders and navigators. And there we go. We must be doing something right.
You mentioned the ramp. When you come here, one of the first things to greet you is a good old-fashioned Mia Miglia-style starting ramp, which currently is playing host to your Sunbeam Talbot 90. Though it didn't do the Monte Carlo, given your passion for Sir Stirling Moss, and such like, it looks like a proper, genuine ex-Monte Carlo rally car.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'll ever do the Monte in it, but I'm hoping to do the Tour of Cheshire.
Yeah.
Several years ago, I got involved with the Henry Surtees Foundation.
Yeah.
And with John Surtees down at Brookhams. And I met this nice chap down there called Martin the Fath. I think he was Janetta, I think, at one point.
Yeah.
And he says, come and do the Tour of Cheshire. You could use my Lancia.
Yeah.
And so we did.
Which one?
The Fulvia.
All right. The nice little cars with them.
And we ended up, absolutely loved the event. Absolutely fantastic day. And the navigator that day was a chap you might know called Andy Pond.
Oh, yeah.
Ilka Car Club, I think.
Yes. Of which I'm a member.
All right. And I think we finished a very respectable third.
Yeah.
And so that was it.
Was this your first event?
It was the first time I'd done a rally like that, yes.
Well done.
Yeah. So, hence why we got Sunbeam. And the idea was to restore it and to do events like that. But these events have taken over. I don't get much time in the garage now. That's the only trouble. But there we go.
But I was saying, you get a lot of lunch-like places for a navigation rally or a rally as a lunch halt.
Yep.
Or stop for breakfast. Or where they finish. So, there's... Besides the static shows, there's a lot of what you might call rolling events.
Well, basically, we set off, we do 6 bike nights, 6 car nights, and from that, we have spin-off events.
Yeah.
And the spin-off events normally take place at weekends. And I think last year we did 29 events.
Yeah.
And we deal with about 32, 33 different motoring clubs.
Yeah. So now you have the Vintage Sports Car Club currently.
Yeah. Pendle, Crivel Road District, Lancashire, Preston, whole host of car groups as well, like Porsches and the Morgan three wheelers, to the Audi A2s. We cater for everybody.
Yeah,
cater for everybody. And now we're getting established as a venue which we can cater for.
Yeah,
because 20, 30 cars is easy to cater for.
Yeah,
when we used to deal with 250. So it's actually quite.
So it's only 30 turn up. You look out and think, where's the rest of them?
Yeah, where's the rest of them? We can do 2 or 3 different events a day. But I do enjoy the competitiveness of it. I enjoy the people that come on these events. We enjoy actually putting these events on.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's an awful lot of places that will cater for these sort of events.
Well, there's a lot of car clubs struggle. That's why certain ones, for example, the Lancashire Automobile Club, they use Mittenfold Farm, which is a big hotel. And because it's one of the... They struggle to find venues that can cope with, at times, 80 cars, and most of the cars have 2 occupants. So that's 160 people, and most places struggle to look after this number of cars.
Well, we're quite fortunate out of the way because we are farmers. We produce our own meat. We use our own meats. So we're catered. We're already catering for that sort of thing. So we do the county shows, various agricultural shows. So it's in house.
Yeah,
everything that we do here, really. So.
And the other thing is, with the bikes, you're well in with Ducati, aren't you?
This year, yes. We had BMW last year. And Ducati wanted to come on board, and Ducati come from Manchester, and Preston, a chap you might know, Wayne Kershaw.
Yes.
Wayne from Preston, he brings the exhibition unit up and they bring the bikes and the demo rides. But we also have Triple D from Kendall, which does the off-road bikes.
Yeah.
And the local shop called Lancaster Motorcycles, they do a range of different bikes and do all the servicing and MOT. So we try and keep it all in-house. But also the idea of these events is we raise money.
Yeah.
And on the bike nights, we raise money for the Northwestern Lakes bike airborne bikes.
Yeah.
And on the car nights, it's for the air ambulance.
Right.
So,
but besides this, you're a keen motorist, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Tell us more.
Tell you more. Well, basically, my grandparents or my grandfather was really interested in cars and bikes. And he used to mechanic for a chap called Brian Jackman, who was TT rider, did the hill climbs, the Oliver's Mount.
Yeah.
And so we've always had a passion for cars from a young age. My grandfather once took me and my brother to the RSC at Chatsworth, and back in the good old days, mid-80s.
They were the Sundays. They used to put these off. The drivers, believe it or not, hated them because they didn't consider it proper rallying, sliding around tarmac between trees and ornamental ponds and everything else. But the spectators loved them.
So when we came back, and we got off the motorway at Lancaster, and I think round every corner from Lancaster back to the farm, the tyres were screeching on this Moxhall Chevette. And you could just imagine we were just beaming, and I guess that's where it really started. And also my mother and my grandfather used to go to Aintree to the Grand Prix. Wenmoss, Clark, those sort of guys were racing. So even my mother has a passion for some of the racing, and it's just rubbed off. I could never thought.
I mean, it was something years ago. It's like your Stirling Moss, to mention him again, and everything else. The parents were heavily involved in everything because motoring and motorsport, yes, it was, well, it was expensive then, it's expensive now, but it was definitely a family affair.
Yeah, I mean, we were fortunate as kids because we grew up on a farm. And, although I couldn't afford to go rallying, motocross was the cheapest form of motorsport I could afford to do. So I did that for 2 or 3 years. And but always had a passion for cars. My grandfather would take us to Barbon, to the hill climb, and one day I was determined that one day I'd do it.
You'd do it.
I haven't done it twice since. So that's worked absolutely fine. We've had some nice cars in the past. We've had RST's houses, some old Capris, Austin Sevens, things like that. But
I bet you I shouldn't send the RS2000. Proud of them things.
I've been back in the, I mean,
40 grand for something in boxes and buckets.
Yeah, I mean, you just know I've been extremely lucky to be around some really nice people, some good people. We did a lot of work at a garage not far from here, and a local rally driver who was a big friend of Dave Metcalf's, who famously had his car pinched the eve of the RSC rally back in the early 90s, Bob Green. And then I ended up helping, or just very occasionally helping out with another local rally driver called Phil Burton from Kirby with his escort. Just getting involved by just, pay for an odd tyre or an odd bit. And to me, that was my way of having some involvement.
Yeah.
And that really is how it started. And we'd go to Mutton Park, watch the Gold Cup. And then through the 90s, F1, I was just an absolute F1 nut.
Yeah.
I'm not saying as keen as it now as I was back then.
I think it's safe to say a lot of people aren't quite as keen as they.
Again, when the RSC, go back to the RSC, we were sort of fortunate in the early 90s. We've got a Ford dealership just down the road. We had the Works Ford cars there.
Yeah.
One night. We had the garage just a few hundred yards down the road, had the Toyota team there.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in the real heart of it here.
Your local radio station for the Ribble Valley. On air, online, and on your smartphone app. Ribble FM. We'll be right back. 106.7 Ribble FM.
Thousands of miles together, every early start, every late drive. When your BMW reaches 3 years old, it deserves expert care without the premium price. At Bowker BMW, our competitive service prices offer up to 40% discount on BMWs over 3 years old. Our expert technicians know your BMW inside out, and we only use genuine parts which come with a 2-year warranty. Book today. Search Bowker BMW in Blackburn or Preston.
Looking for a delightful dining experience in the heart of the Ribble Valley? Look no further than Hindalini's restaurant at Gisborne Park Estate. Open every day from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. Hindalini's serves up mouth-watering dishes made with love and locally sourced ingredients. From English classics like fish and chips to our famous full English breakfast, there's something for everyone. Our vibrant outdoor setting with regular live music, peaceful walks around the estate after lunch, and we are dog friendly and even have water bowls and treats for them. Book your table online today and treat yourself to a culinary adventure at Hindalini's. Visit gisbornparkestate.co.uk for more information.
Thinking of a new kitchen? From the timeless craftsmanship of an in-frame kitchen to the clean contemporary look of a modern design, you'll find them both at Ramsbottom Kitchen Company. And with 26 colours to choose from, you can give your kitchen the wow factor. Visit our showroom and let us bring your new kitchen to life with our free design and planning service. Your dream kitchen, easy as RKC. Just search Ramsbottom Kitchen Company.
After an accident, many drivers believe they must use their insurer's chosen repairer, but actually, you have the right to choose. James Alp has over 30 manufacturer approvals from Tesla, Land Rover, Jaguar, Audi, BMW, Mercedes and more. They offer free collection and delivery and provide a courtesy vehicle as standard, regardless of your policy. And if your insurer raises your excess for choosing your own repairer, James Alp could help you cover those costs too. Visit jamesalp.co.uk.
It's time to get away with a foldaway. Escape to the country with one of our folding mobility scooters. Here at Modern Mobility, we understand the importance of keeping your independence and enjoying days out with your family and friends. We have some of the lightest and quickest folding mobility scooters, so you don't have to miss out on anything. With easy payment options and friendly experts on hand at all times, finding your ideal scooter has never been easier. Why not visit our shop, located on Castle Street, or give us a call on 01200 760 006 and discover your perfect staycation scooter now.
Through it all, just do it again. Now you got to believe, I do. everything you need it.
Now bring it like you need it, just like you need it. Olvida lo que vale,
pega como tú sabes, como tú sabes.
Pelé, Maradona, Maldini, Romario, Cristiano, Ronaldo,
el vive, Iniesta, Beckham y Kaká,
Messi, Mbappé, Salah, Brasil, Uruguay, Argentina, Colombia, US, England, Germany, France, South Africa, España, México, Japón,
Korea.
Smartphone app, 106.7 Ribble FM.
Well, I mean, where we are in the little village of Ray, it's like Lancaster, you've got Cumbria,
yeah,
you've got Yorkshire. I mean, it's where what you might call the three counties come together. And when there was some proper rallying, you were like in the heart of it, weren't you?
And I think also, because we're on the edge of the Forest of Bore now, going back to what you said before about the rallies like the Hot Pot Rally and one of the two others, the Andy Mort Rally, is that the roads, they've got the roads around here for these sort of events now.
Yeah.
And the guys back in the day that would do these Cumberland rallies, and we're all a bit longer in the tooth now, but we're in the right place.
Yep.
That's what we're saying.
Well, the great thing is there's a lot of car clubs now, like another one local to you, the Morecambe Car Club.
Yes, yes.
They used to host a lot of the motoring news rallies, like the Illumination.
Yeah, that's a little bit before my time, is that?
But what they've been able to do, and a lot of the car clubs have been able to do, is take their original stage notes,
yeah,
and recreate them as daytime navigation runs.
Yeah.
And a lot of the drivers who've come and done them as a daytime event have always said, if I'd have known about them drops over there, I wouldn't have driven that fast when I were doing nighttime jobs.
Yeah, and like I say, it stands us in good stead for hosting these lunchtime events, halts, and whatever you. And the ramp just gives it a bit of an element to the feel of, you know.
Well, not the first time I came. I was quite surprised to have to drive my Morgan onto a starting ramp. I thought, yeah, what's going on around here?
Yeah. We just knocked it together. But, I mean, the point is to do something a little bit more spectacular. But
yeah,
I think we've got the basis for building it as a venue.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a nice venue. The one thing is, it's very nice. It's very scenic. But you've a lot of land. So when the cars pull in, you're not wondering where to put them.
Yeah. I think that the thing to do is to treat everybody the same, whether it's the Triumph Stag Owners Club or the Morgan Free Wheelers or the Porsche Owners Club. We try and treat everybody the same.
Yeah.
Irrespective of what they're driving. And a lot of the time it catches them out and they don't expect it.
Yeah.
The effort we put into it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it does take a bit of time and a bit of effort, but I think it's well worth it when you see the smiles on the face and,
oh yeah,
oh, we weren't expecting this. But that's what, yeah, we try and do.
And you also, it's like I said, you get a nice meal and, well, you can have a pint of beer if you want, but you can also have the pot of tea that one might expect to find at a tea room.
Yes, yeah, well, again, you've got the beauty of the hog roast, as you said, and the griddle, or the delights of the cakes, sandwiches inside, so we've got the best of both worlds. But on the bike nights, typically we don't sell much alcohol at all, obviously, but the average age now of a motorcyclist now is about 62.
And you were saying that at your point before we went on it, and I was quite stunned at that.
Yeah, yeah, it's a fantastic array of age groups, and it's not until you take the helmets off you realise, the age of some of these riders. But again, yeah, the courtyard behind the marquee here, we can fill now with 80 to 100 classic and vintage bikes on a bike night.
Yeah,
and it's almost like two shows in one.
Yeah,
you know, we've got all the adventure bikes outside. And out the back of the marquee, we've almost got another classic bike show in itself.
Yeah. Now, the one thing you do, I know for a fact you like going to Goodwood and places like that. So the Bridge House Farm Tea Rooms classic car and bike venue goes further afield than its own location, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, basically, in 2014, 2015, so around about there, I got involved with a chap and who was well-connected. Just purely by chance, got invited down And that link took with the Henry Surtees Foundation.
Yeah.
So we used to go down to Brooklands for that on a yearly basis. And then I was invited to the 60th anniversary of the New Amelia.
Oh, yeah.
With Sterling and Joachim Mass.
Yeah.
And a card out at the time there, an Austin 7, which had done the Barb Neal climb. They said, would I take it to the event? And because Sterling had learned to drive in these Austin 7s back in the day, would I take it? Absolutely. So it was a beautiful day. We got up about 6 o'clock in the morning, made sure the car started as it did, drove it round Brooklands.
Yeah.
Drove it onto the banking at Brooklands and went round the back of Mercedes World. And what's there? Parked one side of the road, but 722.
722. Sterling and Gypsy's car.
Not 658, but 722.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it. And these guys that brought this car, there was a 6:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
With the two cars side by side. Absolutely incredible. I had to pinch myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it went from there. And so I got involved with that day. Again, Sterling came out and said, I remember these cars very well, blah, blah, blah. I used to do. And Susie was there, and absolutely fantastic. I mean, I really did have to pinch myself.
Yeah.
And then we got involved with
the... I mean, just looking in, I've been fortunate enough to be,
you know,
in the company of the late Sir Shirley Moss on quite a few occasions at various events. There's also a nice bloke.
Yeah, absolutely.
The fact that he'd done what he'd done,
yeah.
Von Bettsturm didn't really enter into it. If he was with racing and car lovers and car fanatics, that was all he needed.
Well, like we touched on then, I mean, not only... I did things with Sir Sterling, but with John Surtees, who I think was a real true gent. I mean, he used to talk to you as if he was your grandfather. You could sit and have a cup of tea with him. It was fantastic. I mean, that opened up doors with Damon Hill and Derek Bell.
Yeah.
And then Richard Noble and one or two others. And then you think, wow, this is incredible.
Yeah.
And then I went to the British Automobile Club at Epsom.
Yeah.
To a do with Nigel Mansell. And
who's now cracking on? He's just recently.
And again, I thought, well, this is you know, all booted up, suited and booted. And as we walked into the automobile club, he shook his hand and what have you. And it was basically a meal and a question section with Simon Turner.
Yeah.
Taylor, sorry. And so we sat down and what have you, and they did the question answers and what have you. And then he got up and said, when everybody came in this evening, I shook everybody's hand, didn't I? And everybody went, yeah. And he held up his hand, and he had this cross on the bottom of his palm of his hand. He said, "Just check your hands," he says, because he says, "Somebody in here has got the same thing. Look at me if it wasn't on the mind." And he came over, and he presented the table decoration at the time, which was his championship-winning car from F1 92 and the car from 93. And also invited us to his go-kart circuit down in Exmouth.
Yeah.
And we had a day down there with him, and my youngest son at the time couldn't believe it. Who is, you know, a 14-year-old lad. He's got Nigel Mansell, showed him how to take a corner in a kart. And again, he's like, it's all evolved.
He's gentrifying with motorsport, I've always found. It's the old saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah.
But you'll meet certain people, and all of a sudden they'll say, have you ever met such a body?
No.
And next news, you stood in the presence of some of the legends of motorsport, be it circuit racing or rallying or whatever.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because in this village here, a chap moved, a couple moved into the village, and we're builders by trade, and we did some work on his house, and he said, I'm thinking of buying this other property, would you be interested? So, yeah, we'll come and have a look. And there, he then tells me that he drives the historic Formula Junior cars. So then later that summer we end up down at Silverstone Classic with the pit boards. And again, even he started pinching himself, we ended up at Croft, and a chap called Peter Anstis, who used to work for British Aerospace, who races a Lotus 2022.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, they were great days. They were great days. And then because we had the Austin 7.
Have you still got it?
Yes, I still got it, yeah.
Does it go?
It does go, yeah. And it's got that beautiful signature on the bonnet.
Right,
Sir Sterling
Moss.
Yeah, and then we were lucky enough to be invited to Silverstone with the 750 Motor Club.
Oh yeah, that club does an enormous amount.
It does. Well, we'd done the British Grand Prix the same year, and we went to the revival, and we also got to drive the Austin round Silverstone.
Yeah.
So for my eldest son to drive round the Grand Prix circuit at Silverstone, and me as a passenger.
Yeah.
that was the icing on the cake.
You also realise there's a friend of mine, a French friend of mine, who races his Austin 7 at Le Mans.
Yeah.
You realise how slow you're going at times, don't you?
You do, but I didn't care, honestly. Just that should be...
And also how vulnerable you might be when you're in that little...
Yeah. So we did that, and then that's how we got involved with working at Goodwood.
Yeah.
And we've done the members' meet this year, and...
You don't provide his duty with your roast, do you?
We don't, no. We did get to the ball last year. That was quite interesting, because we ended up talking to the chairman of Rolls-Royce, Torsen there. It's phenomenal, is Goodwood. I love the revival. We were there now for 3 years. This will be our fourth.
What is it you do there?
Well, believe it or not, the first year I was looking after Stewie's cars.
Right.
Following his death and the other celebration of Stewie's life. So that was quite fitting. I enjoyed that. And then since then we've been doing a bit with Sir Jackie.
Sir Jackie Stewart.
Yeah. So.
And his race against dementia.
Yes. And so. You know, one thing's just led to another. We'll go from here, from the bike night in September, straight down after bike night's finished, straight on the motorway, now the Goodwood for 5 o'clock in the morning. You start work at 12. So we're keen. Absolutely are keen.
Listen to Ribble FM anytime, anywhere. Download our dedicated smartphone app. Go to ribblefm.com.
Feel like creating a website is like trying to juggle while riding a unicycle? Well, juggle no more. Introducing 50-to-1 Media. We make the designing of your website as easy as pie. We offer complete web development and implementation. And we'll make sure Google loves your website as much as you do. From domain purchasing to hosting, turning your site into a Ribble Valley rockstar, we've got you covered. So why not drop in for a brew and let's chat about how 50-to-1 Media can turn your web woes into web wows. Visit 50to1media.co.uk, because who needs a unicycle when you have us? That's 50, the number 2 and the number 1.co.uk.
Looking to turn your precious memories, holiday snaps, sports shirts, family heirlooms into gallery quality showpieces? Then head over to Bespoke Picture Framing by Alexander, located on York Street, Clitheroe. With over 150 five-star reviews, Alexander handcrafts every frame with museum quality glass options to preserve your treasures for years to come. He frames everything from prints and paintings to vinyl records and odd keepsakes. Oh, and he loves a challenge. So whatever you need framing, Alexander's your expert. Bespoke Picture Framing by Alexander. Bring in your memories. Walk out with art.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
Want that feel-good glow all year round? Visit Ribble Valley Tanning, Clitheroe's brand new luxury tanning salon. With the latest technology sunbeds, including lay down and stand up, you can tan comfortably and in total style. A stunning custom-built salon with the latest technology beds, free parking and open early till late. For opening times, visit ribblevalleytanning.co.uk. This is tanning done properly. Ribble Valley Tanning. Visit us today at Unit 3 Deanfield Drive, Link 59 Business Park, Clitheroe.
It's time to redecorate, and Clitheroe Decorating Centre has you covered with a wide range of paints, including high-end designer brands like Benjamin Moore, as well as Crown, Dulux and Emperor, and to top it off, all the tools you might need to get the job done. Seeing a colour you like? Check out our colour wall or our paint matching service, which is available to all our customers, both trade and retail. Our friendly staff are always on hand to help offer best advice, tips and tricks. Just some of the benefits dealing with a local family-owned and Ribble Valley Business Award-winning store. Come browse our in-store exclusive offers at Clitheroe Decorating Centre on Shawbridge Street, Clitheroe, or give us a call on 01200 426 342.
I don't
Live and local, across the Ribble Valley, 106.7. This is Ribble FM.
So, what else is likely to happen? I mean, have you ever thought of running your own rallies as such? They are a vast undertaking of running these events, but instead of being a venue they call, have you ever thought of running the start and stop at?
Well, as well as the cars, we have one or two vintage motorcycles.
Yeah.
And we do...
You're a bit of a dark horse.
You're a dark horse.
Well, before we carry on, what exactly have you got for it?
Well, we have an old 1925 BSA round tank.
Yeah.
Which was really one of the first affordable bikes.
Yeah.
But it enables us to do what's known as the Banbury Run.
Yeah.
And one or two Gerda Fork runs for the VMCC.
Yeah.
So we do one or two VMCC events and... We did the Banbury Run, which some of you may have seen on the Henry Cole, the bike show.
Yeah.
Because Henry Cole did it this year. Got to say, we passed him broke down on the side of a rock.
But, oh dear, what a pity.
But to be fair, that isn't a cracking event. And absolutely, we've done that 3 or 4 times now. And long may it continue. Absolutely brilliant. So I'd like to do something. I'd like the VMCC to do something here. I'm pretty much, there's just really me doing the events. I do need help. I should say, I do get help from several friends parking cars and various other things. I think to organise an event here, I can manage that quite comfortably on my own. Once I get out onto the road organising a rally or something like that, there's a lot more involved. There's a lot more people out there with a lot more experience than what I would have. I'd love to do a VMCC run from here. I think we've got the roads.
Well, the other thing about vintage motorbikes, not being funny, they're not that fast at times, are they?
No.
From certain ones. 60, 70 miles is probably just about nice for them.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we could cater for something like that. We've started now, as you probably know, we do the motorsport show in July.
Yeah.
On the July Car Night, which really started off as a bit of a pot shot, really. We thought, well, let's invite a few rally cars down and other things that people compete in, whether it's, you know, stock cars, rally cars, anything like that, you know, clubman's cars. So we did that and it really took off.
Yeah.
With some historic juniors, courtesy of Peter and Martin. And we also had a chap called John Graham who brought his Formula 3000.
Yeah.
So suddenly we had some serious cars.
Yeah.
And the weather was fantastic. And a lot of the people said that it was the first time we'd all been together non-competitively with the cars. So it was a really good social. So we did that again this year in July. And we had another fantastic evening. So I think that's here to stay. I think that's...
Well, the other thing is, like you said, you have a cross-section of historic rally cars, but you'd all the way through to modern British Championship rally cars, proper, fully prepared rally cars.
Yeah, and we've also got a local driver called David Wright, which some of you may have heard of, who's up in Bentham, who drives the ex-Carlos Sainz, Lewis Moyer, WRC Focus.
Yeah.
You may remember the bit at Goodwood where he smashes the polystyrene signs as he came out into the start straight. So last year at Goodwood, he took me around the rally stage in the R5.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we broke a diff on the way around, but that was quite an incredible experience as well. So, again, just been in the right place at the right time. It's been absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when you started, did the 3 years lockdown, I mean, how did you ride that? Or were you able to help do anything to that?
No, we...
What lot of events went online and things like that?
Yeah.
No.
How can you tell me in the countryside here? That forks is attracted up there. That's a PS6 cylinder straight pipe in there.
And there we go. We do tractor shows as well. We do 2 classic tractor shows.
Do you?
Yeah, yes. So we've got a 3rd this September.
Yeah,
on the 24th of September. So there's a...
I mean, it's one of those things, it might sound strange, but there's a serious following for classic tractors.
There is. Absolutely. Yeah, there is. And the trouble is the modern ones, you see, got too much technology on them.
Yeah.
And so...
I mean, I was just a quick offshoot. I was in a brand new John Deere about 18 months ago. And apart from starting it up, you actually didn't have to do anything. It knew where it was.
Yeah.
You more or less told it where you wanted it to go. You told it what you wanted it to do. And you just sat back in this great big leather armchair. There was a television. There was all sorts of stuff. And it just potted around and did it quite happily on its own.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
not exactly a little grey for
how things have changed. I know when I was growing up in the 70s, we got one of 2 new tractors. And my dad used to say it was nothing like that when I was a lad.
We had a cab. Yeah. That was like a serious with it. Advancement.
With a pony, yeah. But, today, we still farm. But, I mean, the technology in the tractors today, see, you know, you can't, a mechanic can't fix it. You know, you need to be a IT engineer.
Well, the thing is, around where we are at the moment, there will be smallish tractors because
small roads, small gateways. Don't actively encourage these great big John Deeres or Cases or Massey Fergies. They're all the tiddlers.
But I think going back to the events, we try and cater for all sorts, but we will hopefully build on it.
If somebody does want to find out about Bridge House Farm Tea Rooms Classic Car and Bike Events venue, how do they go on doing it?
Basically, the easiest thing is to go onto Facebook.
Yeah.
And there's the Bridge House Tea Rooms Classic Car and Bike Events page.
Yeah.
And that links you to an email address, and you can email us and phone us from there, or pop down to one of the events. There's plenty of scope there for people to come and see us.
Or they could just call round for a cup of tea.
They could call for a lovely cup of tea and indulge in some nice cakes and sandwiches and meals within the tea rooms. Yes, absolutely.
John Wright, it's been a pleasure chatting to you. Thanks very much for joining me on the Backseat Driver.
Thanks, mate.
Live and local, across the Ribble Valley, we are Ribble FM.
Something like a fever dream. I've been slept in weeks, I think I'm Maybe it's fate, maybe it's fate. Told you I ain't no liar. Watching you leave, sawing in my dreams. Baby, it hit me like a freight train to the chest.